In my younger days, I would hear somebody say now and then, I heard God say this or that. But what about me? Why couldn't I hear God? Why didn't he talk to me? What's God sound like anyway? I now know he did. He did speak to me. He was talking where I wasn't listening. This is what turned the page for me. I was waiting for God to speak my language using complete English sentence structures. Of course, my goodness, my tunnel vision had me listening with my ears only, expecting some sort of sound from God's vocal cords. Does God even have vocal cords? Ah, there I go again, confining my maker to my limited experiences. I take great joy in sharing with you something deeply special to me. Who knows? It might help you flip your thinking on God's voice. I hear and see my maker through circumstances. When I get a lucky break, I smile and I look upward with a grin and I say, Hey God, that was you, wasn't it? I feel his comfort in my pain and his reassurance in my hesitations. That's God's voice. I hear him when I'm still. He sometimes speaks to me through those tiny still voices. I hear him loudly during a spectacular sunset or a magnificent thunderstorm. I can acknowledge him when I tear up at a movie or read a good book, knowing that he puts things in my path to heal me, to remind me, to encourage and instruct me. That's God's voice. I see him in the eyes of an old woman when I'm still long enough to gaze into her eyes without having to say a word. And who could miss his voice while watching a hummingbird at my feeder or hearing the clapping sycamore leaves as if to applaud his creation? I sense his presence when I hold Frank's hand and we fall into a still moment of gratitude, feeling his favor and his love. That's God's voice. I even see him during an inconvenience or an interrupted plan. It's then that I tell him, thank you for protecting me against what might have otherwise happened. That's God's voice. Of course, he speaks through scripture and through great sermons, and his voice extends in and through virtually every piece of your environment. If you're like me, you need to be reminded that God's way is often not your way. He's everywhere I'm not looking. He's constantly with you and me, whether or not we sense him. My word for you is this. Listen. Listen beyond your limiting ears and eyes. Listen with all your senses. You'll be overwhelmed with his omnipresence. And like me, you might be amazed at how many times you missed him. The great news is it's never too late to start listening, my friend. He has much to tell you. This is your buddy Rob, and this is love and encouragement from my little old family to yours. Now let's go do some listening, shall we?